This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I have got to talk about the Golden Knights. Sorry, just give me 2 seconds to talk about the Golden Knights. Damn, they did well, didn't they? Oh, my gosh. Who would have thunk? I tell you, man, I knew they were going to make it to the playoffs. Did I think they were going to make it to the Stanley Cup after beating the Winnipeg Jets? I have to admit, I didn't. And that's kind of why they're winning. I wrote an article on my website, if you guys check it out, why the Golden Knights were destined to win since day one, as we'll probably talk about a little bit later. A lot of psychology behind an inaugural team. And so, depending on what happens with the Capitals game, we may be looking at a Stanley Cup winner here. Right? Las Vegas Golden Knights. Oh, damn, I don't want to jinx anybody. Very, very exciting. So my voice is kind of hoarse because I did a lot of screaming. But I didn't get to go to the game. Yeah, everybody's like, Dahlia, you know, you've been to the games. I haven't been to one live game because they're expensive. They are expensive. You know, one of my buddies bought tickets for him and his two kids. $300. They were about $1,000 for three tickets. Now, it would have been a playoff game. They weren't going to be very good seats. And if the Vegas Knights had lost to the Jets, then there would have been another playoff game. But because the Knights won, they're done and they get to advance. And so when I heard $1,000 for, you know, it's easier for me to watch it on TV and go pee, you know, when I have to. But I got to tell you, though, if you've never been to a hockey game live, from what I hear, it's absolutely fascinating. So I, you know, maybe I will. I don't know, hawk a couple things. I just can't see spending that kind of money on tickets. Even though I love the Knights, I love the Cowboys. I just was raised not to spend that kind of money on something like that. But hopefully one day there'll be like a local special or a radio host special, and I'll get to go in for a little cheaper. But no, I have not been officially to a game. Very, very cool stuff. All right, we got a lot to talk about today, but before I even go into it, and oh, we got, I got to just say my baby graduated high school this weekend. It was a busy weekend for me. I had a really busy weekend. I'm sorry if you guys don't want to hear about my weekend, but you have to hear it. The Southern Nevada Republican Women had a fundraiser. And so me and Heidi Harris got to MC it, and Herman Cain was there, Jim Horn, and it was a real, real great event, you know, raising money for candidates after the primary. And kind of lost my voice a little bit with that, but it was interesting just to see how passionate people are about this coming election. And so seeing Herman Cain and, you know, listen to him talk, and he's just phenomenal. So hopefully we're going to get him on the show soon so we can talk to him and pick his brain about what we need to do for the next election. But the big news of the weekend was my baby, my 18-year-old, and I still haven't lost the baby weight, or my episiotomy still hasn't healed up, has graduated high school. Stoney. Stoney. Now, I did behave myself at the graduation. I did. So we got there early. He was not in a good mood. He was actually a grumpy butt, and I almost had to rip him a new one on the way because he was just grumpy. Now, I'm trying to make jokes. I'm trying to make light of things, and he's mad because he thinks we're bringing him late. Now, I was late to my high school graduation because my mom was, you know, futzing around, F-U-T-Z. It's a Yiddish word, futz, futzing around. And I go, Mom, I got to be there at a certain time. She's like, we'll get there when we get there. So for my high school graduation, I'm not going to tell you what year, okay, when I graduated Clark High, I got there a few minutes late. And so the powers that be, the administrators of the school, would not let me in to graduate. It was at the Thomas and Mack Center. And I said, sorry, you were late. We told you not to. I go, but it wasn't my fault. My mom drove. I want to drive by myself. She won't let me. My mom drove. Oh, yeah, I threw my mom under the bus. I was mad because I was ready by 7 a.m. that day to graduate. Because, again, the day I graduated high school was the day I got to move out of my house. I couldn't wait. So when they didn't let me back in the, I can't tell you what year, right, back in the day, I was in my yellow cap and gown. I think the, I forget what the colors were for Clark at the time. Might have been yellow and black. I don't know. So my thing as a woman, the women have to wear yellow. And so I didn't know where to go. So my mom is somewhere in the stands. I was like, well, should I find her and tell her that they won't let me graduate with my class because we were late and, you know, give a little dig that was her fault? Or should I just watch my friends graduate? So what I ended up doing was I ended up going up in the stands and I found a seat near the front and I just sat in it so I could watch my friends. Well, being in a bright yellow cap and gown, everybody in the stands could see that one of the graduates was stuck not being able to sit there and graduate. Everyone's like, what's going on? You need to be down there. And I go, they won't let me. And so after a few minutes into the ceremony, some of the administrators came up to me saying, come around. So they let me in, but they would not let me sit with the class. I had to stand backstage. Now, when I got backstage, there were about six other guys back there, also in their caps and gowns. And, you know, they were the stoners, you know, in the class, right? So they were obviously late. And here I am, honors, cum laude, graduated with a 4.3, not being able to sit in my class with my honors thing. But you know what? I had more fun hanging out with the stoners. They rocked. So what they let me do is slip in to the line when my name was called. Well, my last name was Zodira at the time, so I had to basically stand backstage in heels the whole time. So my high school graduation stunk. College graduation was awesome. Medical school graduation was awesome. You go through a lot of graduations. So now here's Stoney graduating. And so I basically sat roughly in the same seat I sat decades ago when I was in high school, not being allowed to sit in the stands. And so I got to sit there, and then when my baby came, I got to scream. And then did he, you know, march across the stage with pride and solemn and humble humility? Oh, no. He walked across that stage strutting his stuff, pounding his chest, yelling and screaming. And I was like, what, you bad boy? So I'm basically screaming bad boy the whole time. But my baby graduated. I love it, Sushi. Thanks. All right, let's get to the news. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion $1 million for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And also, I really owe you guys 1,000 thanks. Apparently, Talkers Magazine has finally made me a talker, something I have longed for the last 9 years, where I get to be listed in their Heavy 100 magazine. No, not because I'm heavy and I need to lose weight, but apparently they come up with the top 100 talk show hosts, and I made number 85, me! So thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. I would have never made the list or even had a radio show if you guys wouldn't listen. And so I really thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. You guys could be shutting me off every 5 minutes, and even though I know half of you do, some of you guys turned me back on. And I really, really do appreciate it. Thank you. Hey.
1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, let's get to some news. First, let's hit what's going on in Hawaii. All right, so I don't know if you guys have noticed, there's a volcano. And this volcano keeps spewing and erupting. And I guess that's what volcanoes do. And when I was in Hawaii years ago, we took a plane so I could see some of the active volcanoes on the Big Island. And you saw the lava flow into the water. And it's a beautiful sight to see lava hit the water. When lava hits the water, there's a lot of steam. So you see the bright orange. Actually, it was red. You saw the bright red just stream into the ocean. Then you know that more land is being made as the lava hits the ocean. So you think it's a beautiful sight. Until you find out that it makes Lay's. Now, what's Lay's? Lay's potato chips? No. Lay's is lava plus haze. And that occurs when the lava reaches the ocean. And lava, when it meets seawater, I guess, plumes into the air hydrochloric acid, plus the volcanic ash and glass particles. This is extremely dangerous. Apparently a couple people died in the year 2000 when this happened. And so if you are nearby this, it's bad. It's very, very dangerous. And so you could get eye, lung, skin irritation. And there's, remember, a lot of people living off the coast because this is Hawaii. If I lived in Hawaii, I really wouldn't be inland that much. I would be on the beach. And so where the lava is flowing is coming near areas where people are and obviously where the water is. And so the Hawaii Volcano Observatory, the HVO, is warning everybody this could be deadly. They're also saying that the sulfur dioxide emissions from the eruptions have now tripled. So residents are urged to get the step in and bounce and do not be there. Now, sulfur dioxide, as you know, is colorless, but it is stinky. Sulfur dioxide is what makes our farts stink. It also can cause irritation to the skin, eyes, and respiratory system linings. So between hydrochloric acid, sulfur dioxide, this is a mess. Now, I know people say, Dr. Dahlia, come on, Hawaii's used to it, they're good, they've been dealing, they're on a volcano. You know, yeah, but we're populating areas that we used to not populate before. So, I mean, there's Leilani estates that had to evacuate. We're talking about estates. When I hear estates, that means people and kids riding bicycles and all sorts of stuff. So just to recap, what are some of the things in Hawaii on the Big Island going to have to deal with? One is respiratory illness. They're going to get runny nose, sore throat, wheezing, coughing, mucus production, shortness of breath, painful breathing. This stuff, volcanic ice, not ice, glass. Glass. I guess glass is made with heat and components that happen with volcanic rock. This stuff does, it ends up even in particle form, destroying lung tissue and irritating the lung linings. And then you, as a response, you start to make this inflammatory fluid to try to flush it out, try to protect your body parts. And so that starts to cause issues. Remember we heard last week some person got wet lung from vaping and almost died? And you're like, what the heck is wet lung? Well, the lungs got wet from inflammatory fluid because there was a hypersensitivity pneumonitis where the lungs got inflamed to something within the vaping vapor of an e-cig. Well, same thing here with volcanic ash. You could get a hypersensitivity pneumonitis, or basically what I just like to say is lungs start to get inflamed when something comes near it. Now, one of you asked me about pollution a few weeks ago. Right? Can pollution cause wet lung? Well, it all depends on what particulates you're breathing in. Sometimes you may not get completely wet lung where you fill up with fluid and you need a chest tube, but pollution irritates the lung linings. If your lungs are breathing in something they're not supposed to breathe in, your body is going to want to protect itself. Now, eye issues. Volcanic ash has large and small particles, these little glass pieces or whatever, can irritate the eyes. Also increase your sensitivity, make your vision difficult. If it irritates the cornea and actually cuts into the cornea, you're at risk for a corneal ulcer. Now, the cornea is the lining of the eye This is what we use when we, this is what we manipulate when we have LASIK. Because the cornea is what could change shape throughout your age or through genetics, which affects your need for glasses. And so we can manipulate the cornea, changing the size or the thickness of it to help manipulate your nearsightedness or farsightedness. The problem with the cornea is if it gets infected, you could go blind. Cornea transplants, luckily, are done, but I had an in-law nephew, not a nephew by blood, but somebody related to someone that was married in our family. And they were playing with fireworks, and a firework from the ground, a sparkler, bounced into his eye. They were the supposedly safe fireworks that you can, you know, the legal fireworks, I should say. One bounced into his eye, destroyed the cornea. He tried to get a cornea transplant, didn't take. So he's blind in one eye. So, you know, with volcanic ash, we don't mess around. You could also get conjunctivitis, discharge, itching, etc. Plus, you could get skin reactions, skin allergies, eczema, that kind of stuff. The road visibility, from what I hear, is still pretty bad. You got a lot of air quality changes. So you also have possible escape routes now being blocked off because of the lava. We also worry about water supply. You know, is the ash or the pH affecting the water supply? We haven't heard a lot in the news about that yet, so we have to find out. And a big thing that I'm always concerned about, and we'll probably get Mara Delamonte from Blood Bank of Hawaii to talk to us about how things are going on with the blood supply. You know, if you're an active donator of blood in the area, now you have to flee the area because of lava, and you can't be in your home or work, etc. You may not, you know, be donating blood on a regular basis. So for those of you guys that do want to help Hawaii, go to the American Red Cross, go to United Blood Services, or Blood Bank of Hawaii. And we'll keep you guys posted with that. But, you know, it's interesting how seawater, sorry I don't have the chemistry background, I should have minored in chemistry to explain how seawater and volcanic ash turn to hydrochloric acid. But obviously something gets broken down and something gets bonded to the point where you have your hydrogen ions and your chloride ions making hydrochloric acid, the pH of which is very, very low, very, very acidic, and it is pretty nasty stuff. So I would avoid hydrochloric acid if you could. That's, like, not good stuff. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So New York has a new plan to control the tick population. Ticks, not good, especially since they can carry Lyme disease. And Governor Andrew Cuomo said the state is going to apply eco-friendly tick control treatments on public lands in the southern tier, the Capital Region, and the Hudson Valley. The state will also expand the use of deer feeding stations that automatically apply tick treatment to the deer as they eat. These are deer ticks, the ones that transmit Lyme disease. But the ticks have no problem landing on us humans and trying to suck our blood. And with their little feeding tube and the saliva that they use to anesthetize the area can then inject a disease that they picked up. So there's already stations along Long Island and other areas. There's going to be new public awareness campaigns aimed at hunters, fishermen, hikers. For those of us who live in the Southwest, we don't really see Lyme disease, but there are ticks. I was asked by one of our listeners if there are ticks in Nevada. Absolutely. More in the northern Nevada, but yeah, there's ticks. So if you see anything on you, I told you guys how to remove it. You got to grab it by the thorax, and it's got to be a straight pull. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders, and they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. I gotta tell you, this shooter was a piece of work. I gotta tell you, this alleged Santa Fe gunman. Oh man, this Demetrios Pagortsis apparently was singing "Another One Bites the Dust" during the carnage at the Santa Fe High School. From what we're being told by ABC News, the gunman who opened fire inside the high school on Friday allegedly repeated "Another One Bites Dust," maybe not singing it, during the carnage. He was playing music, making jokes, had slogans and rhymes he kept saying. That's according to student Trenton Beasley, said of the suspect on Good Morning America. Every time he killed someone, he said another one bites the dust. 8 students and 2 teachers were shot and killed when the 17-year-old allegedly burst into an art room with a shotgun and a .38 caliber revolver, both of which were his father's. 13 others were wounded. The student had heard a boom that morning in art class, which he figured was a textbook falling to the floor. Then he heard 2 more booms, and everyone just started taking off running. He broke into the room where they stored kilns, but the gunman found them. I could see him running, gun pointed at the door. So he helped wrap wounds for the victim. And then it wasn't until police rescued him that he had realized that he was shot as well. Another student, Rome Schubert, had scaled a 7-foot wall as he fled during the shooting. Can you imagine your kids having to do this? Can you imagine your kids, right, needing to run for their lives, figure out where to hide, learn everything they learned from a TV show to save their life? It's scary. Apparently, this Rome kid who had scaled a 7-foot wall didn't know he was shot in the head. He wasn't critically hurt. The bullet went through the back of his head and out the side. Oh, my gosh. If the wound had been anywhere, he could have been paralyzed or killed. This is crazy. The student, Pogortsis, is in custody, has been charged with capital murder. You know, what was very interesting is it looked like he was rejected by a 16-year-old girl a week before she became one of the ones that he killed, according to her grieving mother. Sandy Rodriguez said her daughter, Shauna Fisher, had been pursued for 4 months by this kid, Demetrios. 1 week ago, she publicly rejected him in front of classmates after, quote, 4 months of problems with this boy. She said he continued to get more aggressive until Shauna finally stood up to him and embarrassed him in class. He kept making advances on her, and she repeatedly told him no. She was apparently the first one he shot. And there was a daughter who did survive, Isabel. The mother wrote a letter on Facebook detailing the teenager's experience. She cowered from the gunmen, covered in dust from bullets in the classroom walls, was surrounded by the dead bodies of her classmates. She said they hear the gunman in the classroom next door yelling, woohoo, and firing more shots. The gunman then comes back into the room, and they hear him saying, are you dead? Then more shots are fired. By this time, cell phones all over the classroom are ringing, and he's taunting the kids in the closet, asking them, do you think it's for you? Do you want to come answer it? Then he proceeds to fire more bullets into the closet and tries to get in. This is, to think that any human being, let alone a kid, had to deal with this. He used a shotgun and a revolver. I believe he also had pipe bombs, was trying to use explosives. So, very interesting how this girl, she had enough sense to reject him. She didn't want anything to do with this kid. Unfortunately, that ended up being her demise and she was killed. And, you know, we talk about how many times people that turn into killers ended up having been bullied, felt they were wronged. But somebody who has mental illness is not going to always get the girl. They're not going to have a lot of friends. And so it kind of goes hand in hand. I knew kids in school who I didn't want them to come near me with a 10-foot pole. Yes, I would say no. Also, some people with mental illness may take you being nice as a overture or as an acceptance of them. See, you know me, I never wanted to be rude to a guy. So I would be like, you know what? I would love to go out with you. It's just, I got something else going on. I do that all the time. I mean, not now because I'm married. But, you know what? The dress does look good. It does. I would, though, probably wear a jacket with it to cover up most of the dress. I mean, I always want to compliment and make people feel better. The only thing is I did get me into trouble where people thought I really liked them. There's a guy that's actually still stalking me for 20-some years. And I would come to the office, would whatever, see him online. And it's because I didn't want to be rude to him. And it just, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, you're a nice guy. And he is a nice guy. Nobody I want to date. Nobody I wanted to be with at the time. Nice guy. You know, and should I have been more forceful from the beginning? You know, I mean, I don't think he's a threat. But you always wonder. You know, so, you know, they're talking about in this news how this could have possibly been the impetus and the precipitating factor for Demetrios to start shooting. But, you know, this girl had every right to turn him down. Now, should authorities have gotten involved? Somebody's pursuing you for months. Well, there's a lot of people that pursue people for months. And then you look back and you go, yeah, you know, he was creepy. But then you hear cases. I have friends where, you know, I turned him down twice and he kept asking me out. I broke up with him twice. But you know what? We got back together. You hear that all the time. There's couples out there where they broke up. They were done with each other. Or somebody said no to somebody else. And no, they ended up being their meant to be. So, you know, when we see something like this, something so horrific, we want to go back and identify what went wrong and go, there, that's going to be our next shooter. Well, how many people get turned down in high school? Funny thing is, ironic, you see him dancing with some women doing it's a kind of a Greek festival dance just the day before. You know, you're thinking, okay, maybe this person was socially anemic, maybe he was a loner. He didn't seem like a loner. That's been one of the stereotypical psychological profiles that some people are looking at. Well, maybe it's the loner that always gets bullied and gets beat up on, and then all of a sudden they come back to show everybody. I don't know. Here he looks like he was a part of a group, learned how to do the dance, we're learning more and more about this kid now. But something got him to want to, and he purposely picked people to kill. And then it looks like he also did some rampant shooting. And, I said this last week, we have got to build our schools and protect our schools just like we do with an airport. I don't care how much money it costs. Let's take some of the money that we use for, you know, abortions or whatever. Why don't we use that to protect our kids who are alive? We have a lot of money that we spend on a variety of different things. We could pull from all sorts of those pots to put into protecting our kids. Well, whether they're metal detectors, whether there's guards not letting students in with each. I mean, you know, imagine this kid came in with a shotgun and a revolver. Really? How did he get onto campus? This is where our kids are the most at risk when they're at school. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you again to you all. I make Talker's top 100 list of radio show hosts. See? No, there's not only 100 in the world. There's actually a couple more. So it is. It's a tougher list than you think to make. And I'm just amazed. Big thanks to Michael Harrison and the Talkers Magazine team for not having listened to the show before they made that decision. Because I know you all listen to the show and go, wait, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? No, it's okay. It's all right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this Ebola outbreak is starting to scare people. A nurse has already died in the Congo. Nurses died from Ebola in Bikoro. This is the rural northwestern town where the outbreak began. The country Monday now begins with a vaccination campaign in three health zones affected by the deadly outbreak. The nurse's death now brings the death toll to 27. There are now 49 cases of Ebola, 22 confirmed as Ebola, 21 probable, 6 suspected. This is according to the health minister, Ole Yunga. Now, again, the problem with the news is, it's not me delivering it. The problem with the news is by the time we report it, there's more cases going on. So, if people are becoming sick or coming down with the hemorrhagic fever, and we talked about it, it is a hemorrhagic fever. It's a very fast, rapidly debilitating disease that will, infection, that will cause you to have fever, start causing internal bleeding, hemorrhaging, outside bleeding. It's a, transmitted through bodily fluids. And so you have somebody that feels sick with a fever, you're thinking, all right, well, maybe it's flu, maybe it's, pneumonia, it's another infection. You start to, pat their head, put a cool rag on their head, and then unfortunately they succumb to Ebola. Now you are at risk as well. So, according to Health Minister Yunga, we have established surveillance mechanisms and are following all cases and contacts. The response is well organized because we have also put in surveillance measures at the entry and exit points of Mbandaka. Now, Mbandaka is on the Congo River. It's a city of about 1.2 million. Some reports are saying there's only 300,000 people. Some reports 700,000 people. But most news outlets are saying overall the area is 1.2 million. That's concerning, especially since it's hundreds of miles away from Bikoro. So how it got there was somebody probably was sick, went to Mbandaka to be treated, and then, unfortunately, people were exposed. Now, they say in a hopeful sign, according to ABC News, two patients who were confirmed as positive for Ebola have recovered. They all are returning to their homes, still going to be monitored. They have left the hospital with a medical certificate attesting that they're recovered and can no longer transmit the disease because they have developed antibodies to Ebola. Now, I disagree with that. Okay? You could still transmit the disease, I believe. You may not be as grossly contagious as we think, but remember, Ebola may hide in semen. Remember, it came out in somebody's eyes a year later? So I realize they want people to, when you recover from Ebola, yeah, you are able to go home, but I would still be very careful to wear a condom. Sexual contact could be a route of transmission. So Congo's health delegation, including the health minister and representatives of the World Health Organization, United States, have arrived in Mbandaka, which is the northwestern city of, 1.2 million. 24 vaccinators, including Congolese and Guineans, were administering the vaccine. Who were administering the vaccine back in 2014-2016 have been recruited. They're already injecting the 540 doses that have arrived. It's going to take 5 days to vaccinate about 100 contacts of registered patients, including 73 health staff. Do they have enough? Well, they say right now there's more than 7,500 doses available in the Congo, World Health Organization, adding that an additional 8,000 doses will be available in the coming days. Now, the vaccine was provided by Merck, which is a U.S. company. Go Merck. Still in the testing stages. It's effective towards the end of the Ebola epidemic. It was effective. That had, remember, killed more than 11,000 people. And, I interviewed Dr. Karen Deuce. We've had her on the show. She told us a little bit about the vaccine. She said, Dr. Deuce is an associate professor of microbiology and immunology at Toro University, Nevada. She explains that the vaccine is a recombinant Ebola virus protein vaccine. It causes a similar type of neutralizing antibody response as the ZMAP treatment. The neutralizing antibodies coat the virus particle so that they keep it from binding to the target cells and infecting them. Now, the efficacy has not been extensively tested or proven, but remember, ZMAP had worked. ZMAP is an antibody. It binds to Ebola proteins preventing them from getting to your cell and then replicating. Because remember what viruses do. Viruses need to get into your cell and make the cell produce more of them. When it does that, it then lyses the cell. Now you have more virus particles going out there, getting more cells. This is why viruses have a very speedy onset of making you sick. You know, some of you guys are like, I don't get it with the flu. I was fine this morning. And then all of a sudden, I'm now, you know, down for the count. Well, that's what happens. The virus comes in, takes a couple cells. You don't know much about it. Then takes a few more cells. You're like, what? Am I getting sick? And then all of a sudden, exponentially, all these viruses are released. And boom. Virus onset of symptoms is a hell of a lot faster than bacteria. Bacteria go from 2 to 4 to 8 to 16 to 64. And they grow and they replicate, but their time of replication depends on how long it takes them to reproduce. With viruses, you could have one cell make tons of particles. And so rather than a doubling or a squaring or a cubing or whatever, this could go from 0 to 90. So what ZMAP does is it coats the Ebola proteins before it could get to the next cells. Now, some of you are really freaked out about this next outbreak. Well, if you remember, there was an outbreak last year. And that outbreak, we're being told, was contained within 42 days. 42 days. That's pretty damn good. So, multiple outbreaks have happened, right? First it was discovered back in 1976. So, Ebola was named after the Ebola River in Zaire. There were two outbreaks that year in 1976. It hit 318 people and 284 people, respectively. Then there were multiple other little outbreaks. There was one in 1995 in the Democratic Republic of Congo. That infected 315 people. In Uganda, in the year 2000, it infected 425 people. In 2007, it infected 264 people in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So the DRC is a place where we will see smoldering cases. And so, it's a frustrating thing for us to think about that in this day and age, in the year 2018, we can't, you know, nip this in the bud. But remember, Ebola is a very sturdy, hardy virus. It could survive outside a human body for days. Plus, it could live longer if it's in liquid blood. So a dead body could harbor this. Mosquitoes cannot transmit the virus. Some of you have asked, can Ebola be transmitted by mosquitoes? No. But it can live in bats, as well as monkeys and apes. Pets, not known to contract Ebola. So, be careful out there, people, especially if you're in that area. 1-877, Dr. Sally.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one?
I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.